Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I welcome you all to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call for this mid-morning session. Today we're very fortunate to have His Grace Govardhan Giri Prabhuji. Prabhuji will be enlightening us on Srimad Bhagavat Adikanda, chapter 7, verse 140 onwards. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Govardhan Giri Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association this morning. We're very fortunate to have you on the call today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru and Gauranga ki jai. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tadho Jemudireyed. Nashtapraya Shubhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nishtiki Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bangam Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhum Shri Chaitanya Isuram Namo Vishwadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhashyati Desundarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Bhagavata about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, written by none other than the Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela. Namely, Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, reading from text 140 onwards. Kichu vilasite nare dukhe pudimare Yara nahi taha haite dukhi balitare. Translation. Such a person cannot enjoy a thing and thus burns in misery. I consider him more miserable than one who does not possess anything. So, this is in continuation to the previous text 139 where it says, Yara grihe achaye uttama upabhoga tare krishna diyachena kona maharoga. One may have luxurious items for enjoyment in his house, yet by the arrangement of the Lord, he may be suffering from disease. And then, continuing to say, such a person cannot enjoy a thing and thus burns in misery. I consider him more miserable than one who does not possess anything. Commentary, the word vilasite means to freely enjoy. So, this conversation is going on between Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, and the subject of discussion is stopping Nimai from his education. So Sachi Mata is worried that Nimai should get educated, whereas Jagannatha Mishra Prabhu is telling that he need not study. Also, the background of the situation is that because Vishwarupa, having studied all these things, he became a Virakta or is in the process of becoming a Virakta, not attracted to anything in the material world. So, therefore, Jagannath Mishra Prabhu wants to stop Nimai from studying so that at least Nimai will stay at home and be engaged in material pursuits. So, in that context, they are both talking, and Jagannath Mishra is, in this particular verse, he is speaking about somebody having the best means of enjoyment but not able to enjoy. And such a person, according to Jagannath Mishra, such a person cannot enjoy a thing and thus burns in misery. I consider him more miserable than one who does not possess anything. Because that is a very valuable point, a very valuable lesson that one who has material facilities but cannot enjoy it freely is in a worse position than one who does not have anything, any such material facility. Because, as we know, if one doesn't have anything, then he's only, what can we say, his only lamentation is that I don't have. And compare that with somebody who has things to enjoy, but is not in a position to enjoy. So here Jagannath Mishra Prabhu says that that misery is more. Why so? Because if I don't have something, then there is only one problem, I don't have it. But when I have something and I'm not able to enjoy it, that is the time I will curse my luck even more. And that is also typically the situation in the material world. Although there is seemingly scope for enjoyment, but what happens is that you are not able to enjoy it for various reasons. It's like the rich man having diabetes. You know, I have all the money, but I have this disease or this condition that cannot be cured. So I am always scared. And although I want to enjoy, I have all the facilities to enjoy, I can't enjoy freely because I am always scared. There is some fear. The diabetic example is very easy to understand because we see it very practically. And that's a very glaring material example. But on a subtle level, everybody who has got material possession is going through this situation. Material possessions actually, this is a principle that material possessions, if we are utilizing those material possessions only for service of our indriyas, only for the service of our senses, then they actually, that facility, that material opulence and that material facility acts as a source of misery to the conditioned living entity. We think that this is bringing happiness. We think that material facility, that material opulence that we have will bring happiness. But as long as it is being engaged in the service of the senses, it will always bring misery only. So many examples we can see, we can give. So, Jagannath Mishra here is saying that having material possession itself is not enough. You know? Because if he is not able to enjoy it, that means he is more miserable. Continues to say, Ete kah janiha takheilo kichunaya yareyana krishna agnya se satyahaya. Know for certain that one may possess great opulence, but unless Krishna permits, he cannot enjoy. So again, put it back into perspective. Nimai's education is the question. And because this is all continuing from the discussion where Sachimata says if he doesn't get himself educated, you know, who will give him a daughter in marriage? You know, that is her worry, Sachimata's worry, you know, just like all the mothers. You know. If my son is not educated, which good family girl will marry him? So, Sachimata also expresses the same concern about Nimai. And Jagannatha Mishra Prabhu is trying to explain to her that, you know, it is not dependent on all these things. Is actually dependent on the permission of Krishna. So, having opulence may be one karma. Enjoying opulence is a different karma. Making money is one karma. Spending money is another karma. I'm sure everybody will agree. There are some people who simply make money. They are very miserly people. They don't spend the money. They don't enjoy it. And there are other people who will take other people's money and nicely spend and enjoy. You'll find a lot of corporate houses in India who do this, you know. Repeat offenders, I don't want to name, but, you know, people who will, you know, go to the stock market and raise thousands of crores of money, you know, all public money they will take. They will form the company, they will nicely spend. The company will shut down after a few years, then these guys will go scot-free. So, all these are different karmas. Because maybe in a previous janma, he has acquired something by which this janma is able to spend the public's money and, you know, goes like that. And then there are other people whose karma there is, you know, there is a facility to make money, but there is no facility to, or he does not have that propensity to enjoy that. So he'll simply hoard it, not give anybody, you know. One very typical example is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the Brahmana of Avanti, you know, who later on became a Avadhuta, who became a very realized person, you know, who was making so much of money, but he was very miserly and not giving any money to the family members. And finally, everybody got together, conspired and kicked him out and made him a nobody. So, various types of karmas that we carry actually facilitates our enjoyment. You know, so such Jagannath Mishra Prabhu is explaining to Sachi Mata that don't think that just because your son will learn all these things, you know, he'll become a Brahmana of high learning and then he'll be very comfortably situated in life with a nice wife and family, etc., etc. Enjoyment actually has to have the ultimate sanction from Krishna. Ete kanakara chinta putra prati tumi Krishna Pushi Bena Putra Kahilana Ami. Therefore, do not worry about your son. I assure you that Krishna will maintain. This is another very big tattva. A very, very big truth. A truth that is like, you know, it is very openly visible to all of us. But one that, you know, Maya, by her avaranatmika shakti, by her potency to cover the truth from in front of our eyes. This always, you know, although we can see it, we cannot see it. And what is that truth? The truth that, do not worry, I assure you that Krishna will maintain. This is also one of the six principles of Sharanagati. Avashya Rakhibe Krishna. The faith that Krishna will maintain me. It is actually a fact. Whether the conditioned living entity has that faith or whether he believes in that or not, actually Krishna is the maintainer of this entire cosmic manifestation. And that means he is maintaining right from the single cell amoeba up to Brahma. Everybody is being maintained by Krishna. And actually the entire process of spiritual life, spirituality is about understanding this truth and surrendering to that maintainer. And accepting whatever he gives as my maintenance. Is it not? That is how simple it is. Understanding that Krishna is my maintainer and accepting whatever is happening to me is Krishna's way of maintaining me. If I am able to reconcile to this truth, then my life will be very happy, very peaceful. There will be no stress whatsoever. But as I say, and as we all know, even though we all know this, Maya is so strong that we know, but we don't know. We see, but we don't see. All thanks to Maya Devi. We can easily blame her. But the fact is that, like Srila Prabhupada once said, you know, Actually, my disciples don't believe that Krishna exists. This is one very strong statement made by Prabhupada once. Actually, they don't believe that Krishna exists. Some more Srila Prabhupada said this. So, within the deepest portion in our heart, we all may be harboring this doubt whether this whole thing is, you know, really will Krishna take care of me? Like that. That is also again because of avidya. You know, avidya is of two types, we know. One is ignorance and one is knowing the wrong thing. So, is avidya about material knowledge? Knowledge about material things, using our intelligence for material things, makes our intelligence conditioned against Krishna and against surrendering to Krishna. Because when using our intelligence, we develop more and more materially, we would like to think, or rather our Ishwara Bhava gets more and more prominent. Our Ishwara Bhava becomes more and more prominent when we use our intelligence for material things. When we use our intelligence more and more for material things, and then the material facility, the material situation expands and, you know, grows. Normally, then we become, you know, we become more and more puffed up and think, I am it. I don't need Krishna. So, those things have to be kept in mind, and always for a devotee, we must always remember that Krishna will maintain us. So, that is the point Jagannath Mishra is making here. It's not that Sachimata doesn't know it, but this is used as an opportunity to speak this philosophy by these exalted souls. Therefore, do not worry about your son. I assure you that Krishna will maintain him. Yavat sharire prana achaye amar tavat tileka dukha nahika uhar. As long as I live, I will not allow him to suffer the least. And now, Jagannath Mishra Prabhu is speaking as a father. He says, as long as I live, I will not allow him to suffer the least. So, in both ways, he is giving consolation to Sachimata, saying that even if your son does not go to school, one thing, you have faith that Krishna will maintain. Another thing is that as long as I am around, I will make sure that he does not suffer. A typical fatherly statement. Ama sabara Krishna achena rakshayita kiba chinta tumi yara mata pati prata. We have Lord Krishna as our protector, and you are a good mother and chaste wife. So why should you worry? Also, he is saying, this is another principle. And this principle actually is a very encouraging principle. And what is that? What is Jagannath Mishra Prabhu saying here? We have Krishna as our protector. And you are a good mother and chaste wife. Kiba chinta tumi yara mata patiprata. You are a patiprata and you are a very good mother. Meaning, when we are following dharma, and if we are following dharma properly, as properly as possible, let us say, not in a niyamagraha way, not in a way, you know, just as a show we are performing dharma. No, we sincerely perform our dharma, and we are leading a life that is in the path of dharma, then we should also have the confidence that Krishna is there, he will reciprocate. Krishna is there, he will reciprocate to me very favorably. Why? Why should we have that confidence? Because from Puranas, we learn how Krishna reciprocates. In Bhagavad Gita, of course, Krishna says that, you know, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stadeva bhajamya. So, as one approaches me, I will reciprocate. So, that we also see, you know, how Prahlada got reciprocation, how Dhruva got reciprocation, how all the wonderful devotees got reciprocation. So that is, we should take it as a positive encouragement to perform dharma. And as long as we are performing dharma here, Jagannath Mishra Prabhu is pointing out that then there is no scope for us to be under stress with doubt. Why should we have? Why should we have? Not only that, like Uddhava is telling Vidura, even though Putana came with a murderous intent, Putana came with murderous intent and she had covered her breast with poison in order to kill Krishna. But what did Krishna do? Although she came with murderous intent to kill him, but she performed a service of breastfeeding the Lord, although with the intention of killing. The Lord simply accepted the breastfeeding service and gave her the position of Dhatri in his supreme abode. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jighamsaya payayadhyabhya sadhvi lephe gatim dhatryujitam tathonyam kimvadayalum smaranam brajema. This is Uddhava's very famous sloka. You know. So, similarly here, Jagannath Mishra Prabhu is telling Sachimata that you are a chaste wife, you are following dharma, you are a good mother, and we both acknowledge Krishna as our protector. You see, this is the perfect family grihastha situation. Follow dharma as a grihastha, accept Krishna as protector. And if we are able to do this very nicely, then there is no need to fear either about our future or about the future of our offsprings or about, you know, anything else. So whenever there is this fear factor, whenever there is this stress, whenever there is this anxiety, all these things, we must always refer back to our shastric study and based on shastric facts, we must understand why this stress is coming to me. Because I am reading, I am seeing, but I am not understanding, I am not seeing. That is why this is happening. So, all these things actually are very, very educational for us. The conversation between Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Devi is very educational for grihasthas especially. How Jagannath Mishra is giving that reassurance to Shachi Mata. Padiya na khila karya baliluntu mare murka hai putra morarahu matra ghare. Therefore, I say that he does not need to study further. Let him stay at home, uneducated. Eta bali putrere dakhila misravara. Misra bole suna bapa. Amara uttara. Saying this, Jagannath Mishra called his son and told him, listen, my dear son. Aji hai te ara patha nahi katumar. Ihate anyatha kara. Shapata amar. From today on, I want you to give up your studies. I forbid you to continue. Yetomara icha bapa tai dibami grihe vasi parama mangale thakatumi. My dear son, I will give you whatever you desire. Stay comfortably at home. Yetabali misra chali lena karyantara padite na paya ara prabhu vishwambara. Saying this, Jagannath Mishra went to attend his duties and Lord Vishwambara refrained from further studies. Nitya dharma sanatana Sri Gauranga Rai nalankhe janaka vakya padite nayay. The personification of eternal religious principles, Sri Gauranga Raya, followed his father's instructions and gave up his studies. This is another educational example again we find here in this particular happening, Jagannath Misra having given all these very weighty arguments to Sachi Mata. Although these points independently, when you look upon them, they are very strong. But when you put it into context, you will find a different flavor to this. Because he is stopping his son from studying. Which we understand, or with the understanding of the entire background, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows everything. Although he does not require any education, everything is known to him, etc., etc. And we also know that, you know, eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will study everything and then he'll become the biggest pundit. All these things we know. But this is another, you know, sometimes we also have to leave these things aside and enjoy the Leela part of it. You know, how Jagannatha Misra Prabhu and Sachi Mata are acting like, you know, ordinary parents, although by no means are they ordinary, but here they are both acting like ordinary parents, where one is concerned about the child's future. So she is saying he must study, and the other is not worried like that. He says Krishna will protect, so let him not study. So that is the overall context, so that we don't lose sight of that. And therefore, accordingly, Jagannatha Misra is now instructing Gauranga Raya that, my dear son, you don't have to go to school any further. Whatever you require, I shall give. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Nitya Dharma Sanatana Sri Gauranga Raya, the personification of eternal religious principles, Sri Gauranga Raya, Na Lankhe Janaka Vakya Padide Na Yaya. Na Lankhe, he did not go against Janaka Vakya, the word of his father. He did not go against the instruction of his father. Padite na yaya. He stopped his studies. He gave up his education. So, Lord always, you know, in all his avatars, we will find that how Lord himself will set the example. Lord himself will set the example of how it is done. So here also, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, although he is a Supreme Lord, because the words of the Father must be accepted and one should not go against it. That is a principle. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by silently accepting his father's words like that, is again establishing that principle of how one should see one's parents as worshipable, in the sense that we are indebted to them for having brought us into this world and we must follow their instructions. All this in the parlance of dharma. As long as everything is dharmically happening, these are standard rules. And we find in Lord Krishna's Leela also, Lord Ramachandra's Leela also, we find in various other Leelas how the Lord would go to any extent to make sure that he is giving the right example. Lord Ramachandra went to the forest for 14 years simply because his father had given his word to his mother. So therefore the Lord said, I accept. And the Lord undergoes all the tribulations of living in the forest, losing his wife, etc., etc., etc. All that simply to establish the principle of how one will listen to one's father, or how one will execute the order of one's father. Another famous incarnation who accepted his father's order is Lord Parashuram. When his father Jamadagni asked that his mother be killed and his brothers be killed, so Parashuram immediately, without a word of dissent, immediately he complied with his father's instruction. And when the father was very pleased with the son and asked him, what do you want? You know, I am very pleased with you. He said, bring them all back tonight. So we see like that in the scriptures, there are so many occasions where the Supreme Lord, how he will go to any length to make sure that he is on the right side of dharma. There are other times when the Supreme Lord also decides to show that what I do is dharma, and don't be mistaken or don't misunderstand it. That also happens. Here, he followed his father's instructions and gave up his studies. Antare dukhita prabhu vidyarasa bhange puna prabhu uddhata haila shishu sange. Antare dukhita prabhu vidyarasa bhange. So, vidyarasa, the Lord was actually enjoying that vidyarasa. That means he was enjoying the pastime of going to this school or this Gurukula and learning. So that Vidya pastime Lord was enjoying, and now his father has put a stop there. So he became a little bit disappointed. So what he did? Puna Prabhu Uddhata Haila Shishu Sange. So again, because he's not going to school, now what will he do? He'll start making mischief with his other boys who are his friends. Kiba Nija Ghare Prabhu Kiba Para Ghare Yaha Paya Taha Bhange Apachaya Kare. Whether in his own house or in another's house, the Lord would break and ruin whatever he got his hands on. Nishahaile Prabhu Na Aise Khare Sarvaratri Shishu Sange Nana Kreda Kare. He would not even return home at night. Rather, he would continue playing all night with the other boys. So this playing Leela, the Lord is manifesting here with all the other boys in his neighborhood. Two reasons. One is for the enjoyment of Shachimata and Jagannatha Mishra Prabhu. The other is the Lord's own enjoyment of his Balya Leela. And also in this particular context, he has started this extreme mischief so that he will bring things to the result that he wants to bring it to. So that will come in the later part of this chapter. Kambale dakhiyanga dui shishu meli vrishapraya haiya chale nakutuhali. The Lord and another boy covered themselves with a blanket and played as a bull. Yara badi kalavana dekhi take dine ratri haile vrisharupe bhangaye apane. If they saw banana trees at someone's house during the day, at night the Lord and his friend disguised as a bull would destroy them. Garu jnane grihastha karaye haya haya jagile grihastha shishu samhati palaya. Thinking that a bull was destroying his bananas, the house owner cried out in lamentation. As he came out from his house, the boys ran away. Karo ghare dwara diya bandhaye bahire laghvi gurvi grihastha karite nahi pare. The Lord would lock the door of someone's house from outside, and the householder would be unable to come out for passing urine or stool. Ke bandhila duyara kare hai hai jagile grihastha prabhu uthiya palaye. When the householder cried out, who has locked my door, the Lord ran away. Ei mata dinaratri tridasera raya shishu gana sange krida kare na sarvadaya. In this way, tridasha raya played continually day and night with his friends. Yate ka chapalya kare prabhu vishwambhara tathapiyo misra kichu na kare uttara. In spite of all Vishwambhara's mischievous activities, Jagannatha Mishra did not say a thing. So, as I said, the Lord started becoming extremely mischievous because Jagannatha Mishra Prabhu stopped him from going to school. So now, again, the Lord is playing like a small child. So he wants to create so much mischief that his father would take notice, and he will think that, okay, it is better that this boy goes to school rather than be at home and, you know, doing all these kinds of mischief, which is troublesome to everybody. So two leelas, we already saw how troublesome the Lord can be, you know, breaking other people's banana trees, locking people inside their houses, in the night that they cannot even use the bathroom in the night. So Lord is enjoying all these leelas and expecting Jagannatha Misra Prabhu to react. But Jagannatha Misra Prabhu is not reacting. Ekadina Misra Chalilena Karyantara Padite Napaya Prabhu Prodhita Antara. One day after Jagannatha Misra went for his duties, the Lord became very angry because he was not allowed to study. Vishnu Naivedyara Yata Vajya Handigana Vasilena Prabhu Handi Karya Asana. He then sat down on the old rejected pots that had been used for preparing offerings for Lord Vishnu. The word Vajya means rejected or abandoned. The word handi is a corruption of the Sanskrit word handi, which is a pot for cooking rice. So, this is actually the beginning of another leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the entire idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starting this mischief, as I said, was to make sure that he is able to go to school again. And now, in the following verses, the Lord is going to express something very, very, what you call, very wonderful, we can say. Eibada nighuda kada sune ekamane Krishna bhakti siddhihaya vihara shravane. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that the Lord sitting on the pots, this particular leela, eibada nighuda kada suna ekamane. This topic is very, very niguda, very confidential. Whoever hears it will attain devotional service to Lord Krishna. So this is a very wonderful part of this chapter. Varjya handi gana sabha kari simhasana tatha vasi hase gaurasundara vadana. Using those rejected pots as a simhasana, Lord Gaurasundara smiled as he sat there. Lagila handira kali sarva gaura ange kanaka putali yena depi yache gandhe. The black suit from those pots decorated Gaura's limbs, and he appeared like a golden doll smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with aguru. Actually, the Lord is sitting with all that suit from the used pots, you know, all over his body, but he is golden color. And imagine when he is covered with the suit, you know, that suit is very black in color. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, is a devotee. So he is comparing that the black suit from those pots. Kali sarva gaura ange kanaka putali yena lepeyache garthe. So it is as if, you know, is a golden doll smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with aguru. So, how the devotee is able to see him. It's very wonderful. That actually the Lord is sitting on the pots smeared with soot, which is black. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says it is like a golden doll smeared with sandalwood pulp. Only a devotee can look at it like that. Shishugana janaila giya sachistane nimai vasiya ache handirasane. His friends went and informed Mother Sachi, Nimai is sitting on rejected pots. Maye asi dekhiya karena hai hai esthane te bapa vasibare na yuyai. When Mother Sachi went there and saw Nimai sitting in that condition, she lamented and said, my dear son, this is not a proper place to sit. Varjya handi Ihasava Parasile Sunana Etadine Tumara Yena Janmile Jnana. These are rejected pots, and if one touches them, he must take bath. Haven't you understood this by now? The word Parasile means if one touches, and the word Jnana refers to conception of clean and dirty or purity and impurity. Now you see how Lord is bringing Sachimata around to, you know, give her some great knowledge, at the same time putting her into a situation where she is asking him, don't you know that these are rejected pots, and if you touch the missile, we'll have to take a bath. Don't you have gyan? Gyan means what here? That e dine eta dine tumara na janmile gyan. Haven't you understood this by now? What is this gyan? Gyan or knowledge about the conception of pure and impure. The conception of purity and impurity. That's a very interesting thing. You know, clean and dirty, pure and impure, that conception. Sachimata is asking Gaurasundara that don't you know? Because that is the culture. In those days, they would cook in this pots and pans made of clay, and once used, they would throw it. They won't use it again. They consider it to be contaminated. So a whole pile of these pots and pans are, you know, at the backyard of Sachi Devi's mother's kitchen. And Gaurav Mahaprabhu, on purpose, one day he will go and he will sit on top of that. Like a Simhasana, he's sitting on top. He's having all that soot all over his body and, you know, covered. And the Thakur says that he looks so beautiful sitting there. And all the boys are immediately going and informing to Sachi Mata. Just like whenever Krishna is up to some big mischief, you know, all his friends will go and tell Yashoda Maya, now you see, come and see your son. What is similarly, here also same thing happening. All of them, they come running and they say, see, Nima is sitting on a simhasan of your used pots. So she's going, she says, hi, hi, what are you doing? As if you don't know. You know. As if you don't know that this is all impure and if you touch it, it's, we have to take a bath. Now we have gone and sat on top of it. So don't you know? That means what? Didn't we teach you? Are you not knowledgeable enough to understand? And just what is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's reply? Very interesting. Prabhu bole tora more na dispadite bhadra bhadra murkha vipre janibe kemane. Prabhu bole tora more na dispadite bhadra bhadra murkha vipre janibe kemate. So how will I know the difference between good and bad, or a fool and a brahmana? So how will I know bhadra bhadra? How will I know what is pure, what is impure? Murkha vipre. How will I know who is a murkha and who is a vipra? Why? Because you have stopped my studies. Because you are not allowing me to study. So all the mischief that the Lord was playing was to bring things to this point. Beyond this point, of course, there is a tattva also which will get discussed, which as you read through this chapter, you will go through. But at this point, Gauranga Mahaprabhu wants to say that because you stopped my studies, I am sitting on top of this pile of this one because I don't know. How will I know who is a murkha? How will I know who is a vipra? In order to understand all these things, one must be educated. And what is education he is talking about? He is talking about Vedic Shastric education. That he is supposed to go to the Gurukula and get it. But in this occasion, because of Jagannatha Misra's fear that if he studies too much, then he will become, you know, detached from this world. So let him not study. That brings to attention a very typical example. Generally, people have this fear that somebody takes to devotional service and starts reading Srila Prabhupada's books, you know, they will give up everything and run away to some ashram and things like that. So many times we have seen that people discourage the next generation, you know, you read, but don't read too seriously. You read, but don't take it to heart. You read, but you, immediately you don't have to, you know, jump into all this, it'd be very premature, etc., etc. So, two things, you know. One is the fear of losing one's existing material situation. And the other is that if I get into this, what if I fail? These are the two things that stop people. One is existing situation. Because I am, you know, many times you see, although we know that, you know, Chaturvidha Bhajante Ma, four types of people, out of that, Artha and Artharthi are the two people who mostly come. You want Artha, you want some material facility also, you will come to Krishna. Artha, if you are in distress also you will come to Krishna. But there is a whole group of people who are not artha. Means they have some material facility. In what we say, things are comfortable, things are good, or things are okay. As we say. So when those type of people, they come across spirituality, spiritual people, devotees, Bhagavad Gita, like that, they will always take one step back. Because they look at this as, you know, this is like a paradigm shift. And should I make this shift? And if I make this shift, you know, the great loss would be my current way of life. And that stops a lot of people. And then there is one more side that we also see is that, okay, if I give up all these things and if I start doing all these things, what if I don't get anywhere with this? Here, the context is that because Vishwarupa, the elder son, has become very detached, having studied all these things. So Jagannatha Mishra, of course, everything is external. Jagannatha Mishra, you know, expressing, no, let him not know, because he will also become Virakta. So like this, there is always some fear factor. Fear about taking up devotional service. And fear about practicing devotional service very seriously. Or fear about taking that next big step. Or in modern lingo, when we say fear about stepping out of our comfort zone. These are all things, you know, that is created in our own minds, and they all become impediments in the path of our spiritual devotional life. So people will say, yes, Bhagavad Gita is good. I have gone through it. I know the principles, or I understand it, but I am not yet ready for this. A lot of people. Some may even be comfortable reading the Bhagavad Gita, but you know, to take a japamala and start chanting, then they think that becomes a very visible change in their life. Bhagavad Gita, at least they can think of it like any other book and just read it. But you know, to hold a japamala, a chanting bead in one's hand, and then start chanting on it, you know, that's like a very big change in life. And is this irreversible change? I don't know. And what if I start doing this, then I lose all this life and all these friends and all this, my weekends and my getaways and my whatever. So, what happens is that if you don't take that step, what will happen is that we will remain in that my weekend getaway and my existing friends who are at the end of the day good for nothing, which we will understand at a very, very later stage. But currently, the situation may be that, you know, this is better. I don't want to get into this. So, as practicing devotees also, we should always remind ourselves that unless I take the next step, how is Krishna going to reciprocate that 10 steps that he has promised me? Without me taking my one step, how Krishna will take his 10 steps? So even to take that one step, if I am, you know, hesitating and thinking and procrastinating, thinking that this will, my comfort zone will be over, you know, then the 10 steps will not happen. So, we should not think that by doing this, by taking a step in my spiritual life, somehow I will lose my material life. In fact, we should always be looking forward to losing this material life. But somehow, we want to be comfortably materially situated and practice spirituality. That's a very difficult combination to go with. And we always like the example of Pondering Vidyanidhi and similar people. Very rich and very comfortable and, you know, sitting on the big throne, wearing all silk and jewelry, and then hearing Srimad Bhagavatam one shloka and then swooning and falling down. You would rather be the Pondering Vidyanidhi than be the Rupa Sanatan Goswamis who, you know, gave away everything and became, you know, with a Kaupina and even that one blanket, you know, Mahaprabhu said, don't keep it and give it up, you know. That's a very disturbing example. Pondering Vidyanidhi is always very reassuring. So, these are some takeaways from this particular incident of Jagannatha Mishra Prabhu apparently getting worried about Nimai Pandit, you know, Nimai becoming a detached person and then stopping him. So, we can also draw a parallel that, you know, I may become too serious in spiritual life, so I will read Prabhupada's books, but I won't take it to heart. Or I will do chanting, but then I would like to remain, you know, very strongly rooted where I am in my material situation. When the time comes, I will give up everything. Then I will surrender and then I will, you know, like that. So, we should always put all these things into perspective in the proper way and understand things properly and also always introspect as to where we are standing, each and every one of us, so that we know what is the way forward. Because when we reach Srila Prabhupada's books, the way forward is very clearly laid down. We do not have any doubts. We know the process, we know the path, everything. But whether we are taking the step, you know, or not, that is a very big question. One example is that, you know, in India, we have these bicycles, and in the olden days, up to say maybe 20 years back, there used to be the big bicycles which comes with the center stand, you know. So the stand will go under the back wheel of the bicycle. And then young children, they learn cycling by, you know, just sitting on that seat, and they will keep on just cycling, pedaling the bicycle. Cycle will not move because it is put on a stand, but the tire alone will keep moving. And after doing this for few months, or few days, few weeks, few months, then, you know, he will remove it from the stand and then he'll start, you know, riding the bicycle. He'll fall, he'll get up, then he'll ride again, you know. So, we shouldn't be like the child who is always pedaling the bicycle which is on the stand. So, although he feels that he is, you know, pedaling, and if only the cycle was off the stand, he would have, you know, reached distances. You know. So, very relevant for people who have been in India in the 80s, 90s, they would understand this example a lot better. You know? Because sitting on this cycle, on that stand, you can, you know, cycle as fast as possible. Or you can even take your exercise bike as an example. You know? It will show you, the clock will show you have done 7 kilometers, 10 kilometers. Actually, you have not gone anywhere. You are in your living room only, you know, but you have cycled. So, our devotional service also should not be like that. You know, I have been doing for so many years, but I am still where I am. That means, you know, it is on a stationary bicycle. We should actually first knock off the stand, so that then only we will move. Only when we move, we will fall. Only when we will fall, we will know how to get up from the fall and then try again. So, that should be our aim in practicing spiritual life. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. I stop here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful, beautiful class. Very enlightening. Thank you for your association. Shivani Mataji, you want to open up the forum for questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for a very wonderful class, for explaining all the words in so many details and giving very nice examples. Dear devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead at this time.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful class, Prabhuji. So, Prabhu, I have a question. At the end, you are talking about child learning by skill by putting this stand on. So that means, can I understand this? Initially, in Krishna consciousness, we are also like that. We were putting a stand on and we are trying to do our material things at the same time, spiritual things, because we are not yet practicing. And slowly after you get into fixed and you get initiated, you start, you just, you know, leave the material things. You try to leave the material. You're not leaving it because the child is still learning the bicycle over there and he's falling. Finally, one day he will able to ride it. But understanding my situation, Prabhu, after all practicing this many years, still I feel that I'm not falling. I'm not even going forward, though I'm trying, but I'm not going forward. My cycle is not going even a step forward. What do I do in this situation?
Well, what do I say? My Shiksha Guru, His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami, always says that step out of the comfort zone, then you will actually be able to experience the mercy of Krishna. So, I mean, that's the personal instruction that I most of the time get from His Holiness. So I understand that there are things we do very comfortably and we are very happy and going about our devotional service. Then there are some things that we have to do that we may not be very happy doing it. It may be a little difficult for us to do, which we try to very nicely avoid as very humble and nice and sincere devotees. We try to get out of those sevas, those services and things like that. But actually when we, put up our hands, yes, I will do it. That's when, that one step forward we are taking, so Krishna takes that 10 step forward. So many times it is about that, just not being in our comfort zone, stepping out and doing something more, than what I am doing. So Prabhupada always taught us service before samadhi. So we have to put up our hands and serve, and then, from that service, we will make mistakes, we will fall, we will fail, unless we try, we are not going to fail. Is it not? We always say, in corporate parlance, we say the guy who makes the mistakes in the office is the one who is working. The guy who makes the least amount of mistakes is probably not the best worker, but he is the least worker. He works the least, so he makes the least amount of mistakes. It's like that. So in devotional service also, we have to step out and we have to put up our hands and we have to do. Then we will fall, then we will make progress. Then Krishna will take care. We have to take it like that. That's just my personal view example.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very satisfying answer. Especially as you said, the more mistakes we are doing, that means more we are trying, our endeavor is going more. That makes
sense. Yeah. If you get chastised by your guru, that means you are making progress.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I get a lot of chastisement with everyone. So thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hari Bol.
Chastisement means somebody is interested in our progress. I always look at it that way.
Hari Bol. Very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nityananda Sharma Das, Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Such a nectarian class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is what is the lesson we need to learn from these pastimes? And also, you mentioned that example of Pundarika Vidyanidhi and also the Goswami. So, which one we should opt for it, Prabhuji? which one to go ahead in our personal life?
Well, Srila Prabhupada said that we should follow Rupa Sanatana Goswamis. The way they expressed renunciation is an example that we can follow. Pondarika Vidyanidhi Mahashaya is actually more of an exception to the rule. And he has got a very unique position in Gaur Leela. But we are very comfortable looking at Sri Pondarika Vidyanidhi because he is a very rich man and who is a very great devotee. So one way we can take it as encouraging, just because I have money, that does not mean I won't have devotion. You know, there are many times people will discourage, as long as you have all this money, you will never get pure bhakti and all that. It doesn't work like that. What we are attached to is what will stop us from getting pure devotion. I may have only one chadar and one kurta and one dhoti and a one bedroom whatever studio or whatever. And another man may have a 20 room mansion and a big car and other things, but I may be very attached to my studio, and that man may be very renounced about his mansion and other things. So it's actually the state of consciousness that ultimately matters. But that does not mean that, you know, I hang on to everything I have and just keep saying that I am renounced. Also, renunciation should be practiced. No? And it is also very, when we start giving for Krishna, then we will feel a joy that is unparalleled. You know? Start giving up material things for Krishna's service, or whatever, materially what we are getting, no? If we start using it in Krishna's service, then it becomes very, very, I have seen wonderful devotees who have material facilities, and they employ it in Krishna's service like anything, you know. And then they are also very blissful, and at the same time, they are very renounced also. The greatest example we can see and learn from is Sri Ambarish Prabhu, who is Srila Prabhupada's disciple. If you look at him, what is it that he lacks in material life? Nothing, but he is highly blissful because he is also, you know, fully engaged in his spiritual master's mission in making a, you know, one in a, what can you call it? You know, such a huge enterprise he is involved in. And so it's all matter of our consciousness. You know, at the end of the day, it's all consciousness that matters. So as long as we try and become renounced from all these things, you know, within ourselves, and maintain ourselves like that, so whatever we may have, that would become immaterial over a period. But at the same time, we should also, how do we get to that level is by actually physically renouncing them also. It has to also become a habit. Because we cannot be holding on to everything that we have materially and still expect that, you know, at the time of death, Krishna will let me leave all these things and simply go with him. It doesn't happen that way. It has to be cultivated, it has to be practiced, and over a period of time, we will come to that perfection. We can rest assured about that, because Prabhupada has given us the method and the way. So if we simply follow, we would be fine. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanuvadam.
Once again, I would like to thank His Grace Govardhan Giri Prabhuji for his valuable time and wonderful association today. Thank you so much for a very detailed and beautiful class, Prabhuji. We look forward to your association and more classes from you in the near future.
Thank you for your
go ahead, Prabhu.
Thanks once again for your association and giving me an opportunity to share some katha. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Celebrate Jai Vijay, Gopinath Vijay. Prabhuji, yes, I agree with you that cycle, bicycle example is working. Jab hum chote the to maa papa sikhate the cycle, to aise hi sikhate the, kabhi chain mein haath daal dete the, and kabhi aise hi cycle chal jaati thi aur dono knee mein injure ho jaate the. But kabhi bhi papa mummy ne aisa nahi bola ki you are not going to drive. आप बाइसिकल नहीं चलाएंगे, उठो एंड चलाओ, प्लीज गेट अप एंड स्टार्ट टू रन बाइसिकल. बाय दैट वे वी लर्न बाइसिकल. लाइक दैट प्रभु जी, भक्ति में भी हम ऊपर नीचे आती रहती है, डिफिकल्टीज आती रहती है, रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी बहुत सारी होती है, पर because of strong association of Vaishnava, that bicycle is a strong association of Vaishnava. We can hum day by day pragati kar sakte hai Prabhu ji, and that fear that Radharani is given only one seva, cooking seva or garland seva or preaching seva or book distribution seva for one Vaishnava. So that Prabhuji, that fear will came out when we stay with the assistance of Vaishnava and our morning chanting, jo nourish karta hai flower or fruit, apna jo garden mein jo rose plant hote. So Prabhuji, very nice example. We remember that koti koti dhanvat pranam Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai. By Gopinath mercy only we can serve Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Shri Radha Gopinath Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, koti koti dhanvat pranam. All example is touched to heart. Please forgive me not able to make a note. But it is touched to heart, Prabhuji. Every time, Prabhuji, your class given us so much strength to all of us. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, if there are no more questions or realizations this time, with permission of His Grace, Govardhan Giri Prabhuji and all the assembled devotees, I would like to close the call. Vancha Kalpratanu Bracha Kipa Sindhu Evacha Patita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnibhyo Namo Nama Ananta Vaishnavindu Ki Jai Namacha Das Thakur Ji Ki Jai Shri Prabhupad Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Class Ki Jai His Grace Govardhan Giri Prabhuji Ki Jai
Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Very nice.
Yes. We're closing the call. Hare Krishna.